views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everybody. It's Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And if you haven't heard, we are in the middle of a fun series of interviews I'm calling the Rewired Emotions series, where we're talking about essential oils and how it fits in the mix of helping us to rewire our emotions and shift our mood. So I have to tell you, I'm really excited about our show today because our guest is a new friend of mine from Toronto, and I love her take on wellness. So her background is in yoga and massage. And this is really cool. She's been involved with healing work since she was 12. Can you just think about the wealth of knowledge and experience this woman has? Like, so cool. So we are going to dig in with her today. We're going to talk about yoga. We're going to talk about massage. We're going to talk about Ayurvedic doshas and essential oils and really bring this all together in this conversation of emotions and wellness. So Karen is my guest. She brings this wonderful consciousness for the physical body and the emotional body in her work and collaborates with medical professionals. So I'm really quite thrilled to hear her perspective today. So everybody, let's welcome Miss Karen Steele to the show. Hi, honey. How are you?
Good, Audrey. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. I'm really stoked to talk to you. I have to be honest, my other girlfriends that I had gone to this essential oil convention with, they were a little bit jealous because I met these lovely two ladies from Canada. I called you my little Canadians. Somehow I towered over the two of you. And we went hiking, like, because we were on the late track. And so, you know, we went hiking before we went to convention and got to hear all the information. And it was really quite fun. And I learned so much from you guys. So I'm really quite excited to share you guys with my audience. So yay. Hi.
Hi. Well, I'm so happy to be here. And I know the other little Canadian would be very happy to, she's here in spirit.
Good. Tell her I said hi.
I will.
So we have to talk about something first. So okay. Karen massages people with her feet. So tell us about that. Tell us how that works. I think it's amazing.
Well, so there's bars secured in the ceiling. And so basically, and then I have a stool set at the head of the headrest. And so I leverage my weight by holding onto the bars, leveraging my weight on the client. So it's just like regular massage using my hands. So I still use oil and draping between the sheets and using essential oils. It's just, it gives a little more pressure. The heel of the foot is really great going around between the shoulder blades and sort of the upper part of the back into the upper trapezius muscles and into the back of the base of the skull, all these things into the glute. So it gives a much deeper pressure, but it also can be very flushing. So I find also when clients are holding like kind of a full body stress, I can modify the pressure, but it helps to kind of flush that tension out of the body.
So cool. So cool.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to Toronto and experience this. So I like to start here with all of my guests because I like to hear your story. So share with us a little bit about how, you know, one thing in many people's lives, one thing leads to another. And I'd really like to hear how you ended up doing massage on people with your feet, with essential oils, and you know, just your breadth of knowledge. How did you get to where you are?
Well, I've always loved essential oils, mainly because I was sensitive to perfumes and smells. And then, so over the years, I always had them with me in an oil burner and that sort of thing. And then I guess about 10 years ago now, I decided to go to massage therapy school as a result of many synchronicities. It just seemed like everywhere I was, there was someone graduating from this particular massage school in Toronto. And then I moved and I looked at the school and it was a 5-minute walk from where I live. So it was sort of a no-brainer. Uh-huh. It was like all kind of set up for me. Uh-huh. And then a few years into practice, I was working at a clinic and a colleague of mine had been talking about this course she was doing and I sort of dismissed it. And then a few months later, I noticed like there was just something different about her in terms of her energy levels and how she was working. And so I asked her and she said, yes, I've been learning this style of massage called Ashiatsu Oriental Bar Therapy. And it's my clients love it. So she had a home practice as well. And that's where she was doing it. So I had been thinking about adding to my repertoire. And so I decided to go down to the States and take the first level. And then I ended up to Cincinnati. And then I ended up going a few months later, actually to Denver to do the second part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mainly because like, I mean, I'm an active person. And so, you know, I kind of just had a feeling not only would it be great to use the feet, but it would really resonate for me with my personality and working. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of essential oils, so then when I went out on my own and wasn't working in someone else's clinic, but having my own practice, my chiropractor, who's the other little Canadian, I went in for my adjustment one day. And she's like, oh, Karen, you've got to smell this. And it was wild orange. And I was like, oh, my God, that is not the wild orange that I have at my office.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of went from there. And she was having a class at her home a few days later. And so I went to the class and I was sort of intrigued. And then I went home and looked on the website and there were other things about how this particular company works that really resonated with me in terms of things around service and giving back to the community and just really great ethical practices. So I signed up and kind of just, and then because they were such great oils, I noticed my clients even noticed a difference. So it was great. Yeah. And that's sort of how the whole thing evolved. And it's just grown from there. Danielle and I now are in share a practice or in a practice together. And so it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to use the oils more because we're really passionate about them and sharing the knowledge with our clients and supporting our clients with the oils.
Yeah. And I, you know, what piqued my interest in, well, the two of you are just like so bubbly and just, you know, we had a really great time, but what piqued my interest about you guys being on the show, and I'm hoping Danielle can be here pretty soon, is you combining the healing energy work for you, massage and the oils and for her chiropractic and the oils, but combining the physical and emotional aspect of using not only your healing practice, so massage, but also the oils together. And, I think you had mentioned when we were talking, really understanding the power of scent in the limbic system and how you're being able to, affect your clients' wants and needs from two different angles.
Absolutely. Because definitely, I mean, and as a massage therapist, I was never just about the muscles and the joints. So I always knew there was a relationship between this, the limbic system, so the emotional sort of part of the brain, it's more primitive part of the brain, and what was happening in the body. And that comes from also my history with yoga and long before I became a massage therapist. So
yeah,
basically the in the limbic system, there is the amygdala controls the heart rate and blood pressure and memory and breathing and stress levels and hormone balance. And the sense of smell is the sense that the brain responds, like we get that sense first. So before a thought or even an emotion. So that's the power of the oils.
And so the way I put it and have heard it put is, you know, the brain filters all the information coming at us except for our scent. The power of scent goes straight to the brain and does not go through that filtration system. So there's nothing, you can't skew it, right? Because the way that you filter information is totally different than the way that I filter information. But when we're talking about the power of scent in these oils, they go straight to this part of our brain without being filtered. So you can't be like, nah, not interested. Like, I don't care if it helps me with tension. Like, it goes straight in and it's just like, I'm going to help you with tension no matter what. It's kind of how I think about it.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. But it's also interesting. Sometimes people have certain aversions to certain oils and certain smells. And I mean, there's one thing I think in terms of the quality of the oil, but I always find it curious when someone doesn't like a particular oil. So is that because that's actually what they need? Or is it, maybe it is really just actually saying, no, this is not what I need. And sometimes it's hard. That's kind of a fine balance in determining that, I find, with clients and with myself as well. So, so in terms of the massage therapy, I have found that the essential oils kind of help to do some of the work for me.
That's
because
awesome.
They do. Yeah. So they start to bring people getting the nervous system down in whatever, or bringing out the parasympathetic nervous system. So that's rest and digest. So healing can happen, whether it's physical, you know, in the knee joint, in the shoulder joint, whether it's emotional in terms of an emotion like, you know, something like grief or something like that, or even mental, like that busy, worried, anxious mind that's spinning. And then also even spiritually, like some an oil like sandalwood, for example. And especially this time of year, the season that we're in, would be a time to have oils like sandalwood because they're very heavy and grounding.
Well, we need to take a quick break here, but we are going to continue digging into this, not only the power of scent, but the power of healing the physical and emotional body together, and how you bring that together in your practice. So like I said, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, you can learn more about my book, coaching and free meditations at audreymichelle.com. And when we come back, we are going to continue to chat with massage therapist Karen Steele, and essential oils and how they really have shifted her practice. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit TinLizzieApothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E Apothecary.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today, Ms. Karen Steele, is talking with us about essential oils and how our physical and emotional bodies use them, and how healing these together is really a powerful punch in overcoming whatever it is you need to overcome. So have you really thought about how one of these affects the other? The physical body affects the emotional body and vice versa. So learning how the emotional and physical bodies work together was a big part of my healing. And as I would discover stuckness or memories or trauma or stresses in the emotional body, I would then in turn need body work in the form of massage or chiropractic to help release these feelings. And, you know, today I still get stuck feelings, and they tend to set either in my psoas, which is the muscle deep under your stomach, or this one special little spot I like to call sticky rib on the left side of my body. And I'll be darned if I can't come to terms with what emotion is stuck, right? So if I'm able to talk to my body and be like, hey, what's going on? What do we need to release? Those two areas that I just mentioned will actually relax. But I do obviously love going to my massage therapist, my chiropractor to help that energy move through. So that's what Karen and I are talking about today. So before we get started, I want, Karen, if you don't mind sharing with us the best way for us to get a hold of you, to learn more about what you're up to.
The website you can go to is www.vividhealth.ca. So that's V-I-V-I-D and then health.ca. Or you can email me at karen@vividhealth.ca.
Awesome.
It's probably the two best ways. I am on Facebook. You just put in my name, Karen Steele, and my Facebook comes up. So that's another way also. I tend to just post things related to yoga and massage.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's also actually, there's a Vivid Health Facebook page. So that would be a great place because there is a lot posted there about the oils because that's our team page.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this. So bridging the gap between our emotions and the body. So how are you in your practice, how are you using oils to bridge this gap?
Oh gosh, I'm using it certainly from a sense of like what you were saying, this bypassing the emotional thinking, kind of that getting out of the way. Because number one, no healing can happen if the nervous system is in high gear.
Right.
So that's definitely one way, but it also has essential oils have very powerful effect on the tissue. So for example, even something like, frankincense and peppermint together are really good for helping with any sort of, pain in the joints or super tight muscle areas. So especially if it's causing pain. So, and pain can definitely affect the emotions. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the ways that I'm using the oils. And it also, as I said before, it helps to do some of the work for me because it affects this part of the brain, which being so primitive, it has a lot more control than we're realizing. Than we realize. So that's why often we do have these practices like meditation and different things in yoga, so we can kind of make things more conscious rather than sort of having these dark kind of unconscious patterns in the body and in the breath and in the mind. So that just comes through in my massage therapy with clients. It's just I'm a massage therapist, but I'm really a yoga person first. So that kind of all just comes through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be jumping a little bit of all over the place, but
no,
how
you're good.
The oils are, yeah, the, well, great. So how the oils are.
So in tune with what you're talking about. I'm like, yeah, talk about that. Oh, wait, I'm hosting a radio show. No, you're doing great.
So how the oils kind of tie into that is because, really, it is about being, they are nature. We are nature. We are all these five elements of air, space, water, fire, and earth. So that's how kind of it all, to me, it ties together. It's like working on a body using something that is, comes from the same source, right? Mm-hmm. The oils are grown with all those elements. So that's kind of how I see it, is that it just makes complete sense. I think it's a no-brainer. And so it is going to have effect on emotions, particularly because then if we start to get into, water is kind of that emotion. Water is the element often associated with emotions. Well, actually, with all emotions, there's fiery emotions, watery emotions. But now I'm losing my train of thought, Audrey. You've let me go on too long.
It's okay. I'm totally into it. Just how the different parts of the earth relate to the emotional body. But we were going to talk about that later with the Ayurvedic stuff. One thing that I wanted to like circle back with was in your practice, in working with your clients, how are you selecting an oil? How are you like looking at a person being like, peppermint, frankincense today?
Definitely like very intuitive. I've always been very, very, very intuitive, but then I often will take in information. So for my learning, and then kind of also see how that applies, but it's, so I'll listen to, so someone saying, something around circulation. So then I have in the back of my mind, the oils that are good for that. But why, for example, cypress over peppermint. And again, that might be, you know, Cyprus is like this really like old, like oil, it's heavier. Mm-hmm. So if there's needs to be, again, something along those lines of more of a grounding quality, whereas peppermint's a little lighter and refreshing. So kind of looking for those subtleties, either in what the person says or in terms of what I feel or what I know about them based on their health history. So there's, you know, there's no kind of formula. It's very like individual, and it depends on the day, because people, so that's sort of how I do it, mainly by intuition.
Yeah.
Again, because we're so connected to nature, we've got away from that. But, you know, when we really pause and tune in, it's amazing how much information actually comes up. Or as they say, kind of in this mindfulness sort of yoga type world, you know, what's all available in the present moment. There's just so much. But yeah, we have such a big filter. And so, like, we were back to the essential oils. The essential oils bypass this filter.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully.
Yeah. They just, like, intuitively work on this subtle level within your body. And so I wanted to say one thing about intuitively choosing oils. Because for some people, they're just like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know where to start. And the easiest way is to smell them. And like we were talking about, like, yeah, sometimes you're like put off by some of them, and sometimes that's exactly what you need. But one way to know which one you want is just to smell them and just be like, yeah, that smells good. I'm going to use that, and start there.
Totally.
Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. Like, your body, this is the cool part, because it's like so in tune with nature and they're so high vibe and so high frequency, they know what to do. Like, your body knows what to do with it. And that's just really cool. So, my
exactly
dear,
it.
Isn't it cool that your body's just like, oh, that, yeah, I know what to do with that. Thank you. I needed that. And so just trusting yourself when you're just like, oh, that smells good. I'm going to use that. Go with it. Totally go with it. So we need to take a break again here already. You guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Of course, you can go to audreymichelle.com for more information and to find the link to join my Facebook group, where I'm always continuing the conversation after the show. So when we get back, Karen and I are going to talk more about the Ayurvedic doshas and how she was talking about the different elements and our emotions, and how that helps her clients. Okay, so you guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, you guys, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is massage therapist out of Toronto, Miss Karen Steele. We are talking about empowering women to heal and empowering you to be aware and aligned with your Ayurvedic doshas. That's what we're headed into today. But first, something Karen and I were talking about during the break is, you know, we finished up the last segment talking about intuition and selecting oils. And you had a really great comment about when you don't like the smell of an oil. What does that mean to you?
Well, what I've noticed for myself, and I've also noticed this with clients, is it just sort of means it's just not the quite right, it's not quite the right oil yet. So sometimes, but the fact that there's an aversion means it is something that will come into the mix, but not right now. So for myself, for example, I used to not like a grounding blend that had a lot of frankincense in it, and I didn't really actually like frankincense, the smell, that much, but I used it. Now, I could just drown myself in it, and I think it's the most fantastic thing ever. It just feels so good, and I use it with clients all the time, and so, you know, and when I look at my own life and how things have evolved, say, over the last, I guess it was about a year ago or so, I had this aversion, I can see, yes, you know, things are becoming more grounded. I'm more grounded in my emotions and in my life. And now it's like these oils are like the best thing since sliced bread for me, you know, and my clients are also having,
I love it. Cause when I met you and Danielle, you're both just like, oh my God, have you tried this one? I'm like, no, I'm like 3 weeks into this thing. And I just said yes to come into this thing. Cause I just wanted to learn more. And you guys were just like, ah, have this one. So great.
I know. And we're on like the airplane with our oils and
that'd be so exciting.
Not everyone was quite as excited, but, anyway, so that's just what I've noticed, that there's kind of this interesting evolutionary process. And in yoga, we call it like a vinyasa, these progressive steps, you know, and you can't bypass a step. You can't bypass an oil. Like you can't force an oil. You know, that's what I've learned.
I did not know that that's what vinyasa meant.
It's step by step. So in yoga therapy, that's how we work. We work in a vinyasa.
As fast as I'd like to, you know, get to the next step and be the next step and be the next step. Like, you know, the universe is just like, that's really sweet, girlfriend, but no.
Yes. Essential oil vinyasa. I think we're on to something.
Okay, so you are going to educate us about doshas and what each one of them means and how that relates to the seasons and oils and what you're seeing in your clientele.
Oh my gosh, I am just so excited about Ayurvedic doshas. So basically, there are three primary doshas, and there's these bioenergetic forces that we are made of, and the three of them are each made up of two elements. So the first one is Vata, and that is made up of space and air, and we're actually in the Vata season right now because the main qualities are change, unstable, light, cold, Then the next dosha is Pitta, and Pitta is the elements of fire and water. So hot, sharp, moist kind of qualities associated with that. And summer is the, and particularly humidity type summer, like a humid summer environment would be Pitta. And then, and also in terms of emotions, which I'll get back to. And then Kapha is, which a lot of people say Kapha, but it's actually Kapha. And it is earth and water. So think of like, again, there's still the cold, but it's heavy, moist, stable. All those things are great, but out of in excess, each of those doshas can create problems. And our constitution, so we're born with, and we get from our parents. Typically, it's two. So, for example, my prakriti is Pitta Vata, but my vrikriti, so what's kind of developed in this life, and that can change, is Vata Pitta. So for that reason, yeah. And, but that can change. So it doesn't mean that the prakriti doesn't change, but, due to environment, due to all sorts of different factors, things can kind of flip or get in excess or, so for example, I when I was younger, I had probably a bit of a kapha imbalance and which is more like a heaviness, a lethargy, when that's out of balance. So seasonally, fall and spring are the vata seasons because there's change, there's wind. It's almost like an instability. So we are in the vata season right now. So someone who is already higher in vata will really feel that. So things like constipation, gas, really busy in the head, worry, anxiety, addiction can flare up because the nervous system is a vata system. So in excess, so things related to the brain. So frankincense is actually a really good oil because it really has an amazing effect on the brain. Things like with different conditions, like Alzheimer's, for example, anything with memory. So how you pacify, starting with vata, would be things like heavy, warm. So, you know, root vegetables, darker colors, warm people. Like it's even the relationships, a routine, which would be hard for someone who is high in vata, but having these consistencies, in meals and yeah. So that's fall and spring. And then, the winter is the kapha. And so things like, darkness, heavy, cold, so often related to the stomach, like mucusy or sinusy type things would be a kapha balance. Fatigue, like kind of having a bit of an aversion to the light, you know, you kind of like being kind of cocooned in the cave. So what would pacify that is movement. Light foods. Kapha is the best with like those raw salads, for sure. Juicing, even in the winter, less oil. And then the pitta, so in the summer, would be, so the heat, so things like hot, spicy foods would really aggravate pitta. So heartburn or acid reflux would be an imbalance in the pitta. Fiery emotions like anger, kind of flying off the handle, reactivity. But at the same time, it's a real sharp intellect, very, very sharp minds, people high in the pitta, which is great. Like you'd want that, for example, in a leader. So when you kind of look at vatas can be very adaptable and flexible, but that unstable quality has its downside, right? Yeah. So, and then just back to the pitta, things that are good are cooling foods, cooling colors, cooling people, cooling activities. Like hot yoga might not be sort of your yoga of choice, especially in the summer for a high pitta.
Yeah.
these types of things. It's not, And then when we're really tuned in, we can notice that we might actually be drawn to the thing naturally that pacifies, or are we drawn to the thing that actually aggravates us? So I've seen that in my own lifestyle, particularly in the is that kind of thing, like being attracted to rushing, being busy, bouncing around. Well, that's just going to aggravate. So learning how to, you know, the slowing down, keeping things consistent, maybe less movement in the fall and the spring, like doing more things, maybe not necessarily at home, but not sort of traveling really vitiates sata. So kind of getting to know yourself, and then also in terms of the emotions. So things like the oils can help to pacify these emotions. Definitely in this time of year, I highly recommend warm oil massage, but then adding something like sandalwood is a vata pacifying oil, cardamom, patchouli, wild orange, basil.
Does frankincense geranium. Fit in there? Oh, geranium.
Frankincense goes with, frankincense is like the best. Frankincense all the time, anytime.
You're like, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong with frankincense. That's my opinion. And there is, I believe, a saying in the company that I get the oils from that, you know, when all else fails, use frankincense. And I have definitely found that even when I was in my aversion phase. And it's very great. Cool. And, you know, all these oils come from nature, and the doshas are talking about the five elements, which is how kind of everything starts. You know, something grows in the earth, you know, the sun helps it grow. That's the fire element, the water element, rain helps it to grow. It's in space. All these things, the wind, you know, helps to spread the seeds around, and, you know, all these types of things. Like it's all right there.
Yeah. I love the way you speak about it. I'm just like fascinated and captivated, and I love it. So we have now, we've blown through another segment. So we got to take a break here. Give us one more time your contact information. What's your website? Will you give us that to us one more time?
Yes, www.vividhealth.ca. And my email is the same, karen@vividhealth.ca.
Awesome. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Karen and I are going to answer my favorite question and talk a little bit more about essential oils. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we are back on Rewired Life Radio. We've got Karen Steele here with us, a massage therapist out of Toronto, and she's been sharing with us about Ayurvedic doshas in the last segment. And I don't know about you guys, but I was just like so enthralled with what she had to say. I was just like so in tuned. And then I'm like, wait a minute, I have a radio show to run here. Focus. But so fascinating, isn't it? Just how, you know, how in tune our bodies are with nature and with what they need. You know, here we are in the fourth segment, which, you know, I ask the same question every week. And I just can't stop because I love it. I love the variety of information that we've been getting. So Karen, you're up. Here's the question. How do you show up in your life with intention?
Yes, I've given this some thought. And I, you know, it's really one day at a time and over the course of my life, I feel like is how this has happened. It's like the intention has evolved in my life over time, and the intention gets through doing the personal work. But definitely so the expression in yoga that you often say at the end of class, namaste, I would say resonates with me the most right now, and really recognizing what is the same in each of us, especially in a world where there's so much, it just feels like separation, at least to me, and even separation from nature, since we've been talking about the oils, that doing my best, and this is not easy, to show up and recognize what's the same in the people that are our shared essence. It's really important because it helps to soften some of the defenses and things that can come up when we're, you know, or at least for me anyways, when say I have a client who comes in that's really stressed, and so they're high pitcha and they're very sharp and they're very demanding, that it kind of, if I can just pause, then it can have a better response and ultimately be a better service to that person. And then the effect that will happen on their lives. I'm kind of just all about, like, we don't see the whole picture. We don't know.
Right.
But I just think it's important to think more holistically now rather than individualistically. Even if we don't see the full benefit. Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now, and certainly with nature and or studying Ayurveda, which has a strong, because it's a life science, that has definitely helpful, because then it becomes it's not as personal, you know, wind and space, fire and water. So when we see anger show up, or when we see anxiety show up, oh, there's an excess in wind. Oh, there's an excess in fire. Like, it just kind of makes things a little less personal. And so then we get to be human, and then other people get to be human.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's
The idea of not taking it personally, like being able to get outside of what's going on for you and just be like, human experience, it's okay. And looking at it from a bigger picture. I just like the verbiage that you used was wonderful.
So it's, you know, part of this is daily practice, which I don't always get right. I don't always do it, but I'm getting better with age. I do think that this is what happens, at least, I don't know, for myself.
It is for me, too. Your body's just like, look here, sister.
We get better with age. I love it. It's wonderful. But things like, you know, mindfulness, even just in, like, not even a mindfulness practice, but just, okay, you know, like right now I'm sipping my coffee, like, again, this kind of slowing things down and being aware of the action that's happening in that moment. And also in authenticity, it's not always easy, especially when something is uncomfortable that we might have to say or we might have to hear these sorts of things or do.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I say is showing up to life from a place of intention.
Yeah.
For me.
I love it. My friend and I, actually my partner in crime here with these oils, we've really defined for ourselves this with intention, this space of, we call it keeping it 100, like we're just going to keep it 100. And, you know, when we're feeling stress, when we're feeling anxiety or feeling like something didn't set right with us between in our relationship or somewhere else in our life, we talk to each other about it because it's, you know, we've got this working relationship going on and I can't empathize with you and what you're going through if you don't tell me.
Exactly. You know,
like if you haven't answered my phone call in 2 days, like I'm getting a little bit antsy, but if you tell me something's going on with your kiddos, something's going on with your family, like I got you. That's cool. We'll talk later. You know? So it's been really, really great. Just something you said sparked that in me to just keep it authentic and with intention and integrity.
Totally, totally. And again, the doshas relate to that. So for example, trust is vata in balance. It's like that childlike trust. Mm-hmm. Joy is a vata emotion. Intellect is pitta. Being really grounded and connected to the earth and the power in that. That's a, so all these things that you're talking, and how that plays out in relationships, in terms of relating to people. So what you were saying, communication, vata, because it's movement.
Wonderful. I love that. Okay, let's close with one more thing. I know you've mentioned them already in the show, but remind us in this Vata season, what oils can we grab to bring us back into that space that you just mentioned, right? The space of balance.
Well, definitely, you know, and you may not want all of these, but certainly like geranium's a good one, basil, cardamom, which is great in, you know, like putting in a tea or in baking, sandalwood, you know, having that infused in your space, soles of the feet, the third eye, like the between the eyebrow center is a good place.
That's where I put it when I'm meditating,
totally,
third eye.
Mm. But wild orange, because it's a little lighter, so it still is, because of that uplifting quality, but it's all about abundance. So that's why it helps to pacify vata, because vata in excess can be fear. So what else? Patchouli. And patchouli is related to the physical body. So
yeah, really helping you be present.
Present, because vata is air and space. So it helps to really, here's my arm, you know, here's my shoulder, these sorts of things. Pain, all pain is vata in excess, whether it's physical, emotional, mental. So that's another good reason to use patchouli.
Mm-hmm.
I would say those are the ones that, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So do
Thank
I.
you. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
All of this. Again, give us your website one more time so we can check out what you're up to.
Sure. And Danielle's on the website too. This is for the clinic. So it's www.vividhealth.ca. And then my email is karen@vividhealth.ca.
Awesome. Karen, thank you so, so much for being with us and sharing such great information, not only about yoga, about massage, and really teaching us about the Ayurvedic doshas. And of course, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. You guys, please join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or on transformationradio.com as well. So next on Rewired Life Radio, we are going to have, you guys, we are having the author of the Emotions and Essential Oils book with me. Okay. Like, I know Karen's in the background laughing because she was with me when I met her and I totally fangirled out on this poor girl and she took it really well and I didn't scare her and she's going to be on the show. So you guys are not going to want to miss this. Okay. Have a great week and tune in next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio, Learn to Love, Heal, Celebrate, with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.